Coyote 102.5. It's always a treat to talk to Phil Cullen of Def Leppard. Phil, thanks for getting on the phone with us today.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Big tour with Journey. In fact, you'll be here in Albuquerque September 5th. Tickets are on sale now at livenation.com. Out on the road with Journey this time. That's not a strange thing. You guys have played together before in the past.
Yeah, no, it was amazing the last time. It was 2006. And we had such a blast, and we kept threatening that we'd do it again. It was like, oh, we got to do this. This is amazing.
It's been a long ride for you, Phil, being a part of Def Leppard, but all your side projects too. What's it like now, doing what you do?
Well, I think the trajectory is to get better all the time. I mean, you know, Bruce Lee used to say it'd always be constantly improving. You know, a form of physical combat, get better with it. You know, he'd introduce like dancing and fencing and boxing and everything else. And Muhammad Ali, he was a big fan of Muhammad Ali. And so he just add all that to it. So we kind of feel like we do the same thing. And that the more you know, the better you become. So every year we go out on tour and it's like, it gets or a lot better, actually. So, you know, the singing gets better, the playing gets better. Obviously, being out on tour with Joe Satriani and John Petrucci for a couple of months really helped. It just changed my playing dramatically. And just being around inspiring people, it kind of inspires you to do greater things. That's how it never gets old. Especially as it keeps improving like that. You know, you become a better songwriter. So, you know, I just produced the new Tesla album. That turned out amazing. We're so thrilled about that. We've been doing inspiring things.
Improving.
Meeting inspiring people.
And you talked about improving, getting better. Joe Satriani had some very kind words in a recent interview about your playing. What is the relationship that Joe is seen as one of the greatest guitarists probably of his generation? Who's your influence?
It was amazing being on tour with Joe, actually. I mean, he's a great songwriter, and I don't think people give him enough credit for that, and that's where these beautiful melodies come out of his guitar. And he's so humble, it makes you want to get better, and then you pick up these amazing things. But when I first started, it was Deep Purple. I saw Richie Blackmore at 14, and that was the thing that kind of changed it for me. But, you know, Jimi Hendrix was and still is a huge, huge inspiration. You know, it's like he's just done so much with it. But, yeah, I'm constantly inspired by different people, and not just musically.
What inspires you now when you're with Def Leppard? I mean, the digital release of the entire Def Leppard catalog, kind of a big deal in this day and age. You know, music has changed so much from when you first got into the business. What is the impact? Are you seeing even bigger crowds? You have a whole new audience that's really maybe rediscovering Def Leppard?
Totally, especially with the digital release. You know, we've been doing really well with T-shirts. You know, you go around, you see, like, I walk past girls all the time, they get these Def Leppard T-shirts at Forever 21 or wherever.
Yeah.
You know, and they don't really know who the band is, but they like the shirt, and it's kind of cool. But I think with the digital release, you know, they can finally put the sound of the band to the T-shirt. Now that's really cool. That's definitely moving forward, and I like that.
You've been sharing the stage for many years with Vivian Campbell too. Vivian doing okay?
He's great, actually. So much stuff to do. Everything's just racing away.
Phil, you're a poster child for being able to actually continue on at a very, very elevated level in life. And when you're out there on stage, it's obvious that you take very good care of yourself. You mentioned Bruce Lee, so I'll go there. What does it do for you to allow you to bring everything to us when we see you on stage?
I think that if you apply that thing, you know, Bruce Lee was the first mixed martial artist. You know, a lot of people get stuck in one kind of bracket, you know, in life, whatever it is, whether it's, you know, music or lifestyle or whatever. The hybrid thing, when you can actually introduce other things, you know, even songwriting, book writing, you know, just everything, you know, movies, the way that's gone, or every art form, obviously, you know, painting on rocks, and then later on they're introducing all these new mediums and, you know, God knows what. So I think that if you're to let that in, then it becomes total inspiration, and it makes it easier. It makes it fun. It makes it so much fun, I've got to say. I'm 60 now, and I couldn't do what I can do now physically at 25. So that, to me, is great. And I think you can open it up. And you don't have to age. You just have to do a bit of research on what you put in your body and keep active as well.
It's unbelievable.
You know,
my
friend Greg Jackson, who's actually in Albuquerque.
Yes, he is.
Same deal. You know, with the mixed martial art, I call it a sport. It's become obviously so much more. But he always improves and kind of just brings different elements into it. And that just makes it so much better.
I'm sure, Phil, he'd open the gym for you if you needed to get a workout in September 5th.
Oh, he has done before, actually. I know he's great. And then the last time I saw him, I haven't been for a couple of years, but yeah, that would be nice.
It's Phil Collin of Def Leppard. The show is September 5th at Zaletta Amphitheater. So many side projects. Phil, we wish you the very best with your new son. Sure, he's going to be able to appreciate all that you're going to hand down to him, especially if he's picking up a guitar early in life, right?
Absolutely, and I think he should. That'd be fun. But you never know. You know, can't force those things.
If he wants to be a doctor, you're not going to, you know, get on his case, right?
Oh, absolutely. No, he's getting a little guitar already. We're already having it built, so yeah.
Phil, thank you so much for getting on the phone with us. We'll see you here in Albuquerque, and thank you for all the sharing you do when you're out on stage with us, the energy and the power. We feel it.
Well, great. Thank you so much. That's really cool. Hey there, it's Phil Collin from Def Leppard. You're listening to Uncle Sam on Coyote 102.5.